to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. If you haven't heard about the recent death of Aaron Swartz, you're probably not alone. But he was a remarkable young man, one who left this world all too soon. Swartz was a genius. He was for internet freedom and believed deeply in change. He helped construct RSS, which is a technology to help web content be automatically fed to you. Now, he was influential in stopping the Stop Online Privacy Act, or SOPA. One purpose of SOPA was to protect intellectual property, but SOPA was considered a threat to internet freedom by many. Now, stopping SOPA was an incredible political victory fueled by the electronics grassroots. The victory was significant because the backers of the bill were very powerful. They included Viacom, Nike, the Motion Picture Association of America, the NBA, and Ford. But what Swartz got him in trouble was his decision to illegally download almost 5 million literary and scientific journals. He did this through JSTOR, a source for, among other things, academic journals. He was indicted for computer fraud and could have spent many years in prison. Swartz committed suicide. He was only 26. He suffered from depression. Now, what he did was not right, but many believe that the federal government was wrong to go after Swartz so hard. Recently, friend and professor Larry Lessig spoke about Aaron. These are some of his words. I think the thing to remember about Aaron is that from the youngest age, from the age of 12, his work was dedicated solely to making the world a better place for the ideas that he had. He started with the idea that maybe we needed to make the internet easier to share information. So that's what led to RSS. And then with Creative Commons, it was, how do we license people to make the freedom to share legally protected? And then after that, it was with the public library, how do we make books available? And when that wasn't enough, he started pushing in the social activist and progressive space, first with working with Stephanie Taylor and Adam Green at the Progressive Change Campaign Committee, and then with his own Demand Progress with David Siegel. In all of these areas, what he was doing was advancing ideals. He was an idealist who believed we had to live up to something better, and he was an incredible soul who inspired millions who now weep, as we've seen across the internet, in outrage and devastation that he would have been driven to the cliff that he stepped over. Now, the issue of internet freedom will not go away with the death of Aaron Swartz. As the internet becomes even more powerful as a means of communication, the temptation for governments to try and create laws that overly restrict it will increase. I mean, the words government and control do go together. But let's not forget about how the internet can enhance freedom and empowerment. Rest in peace, Aaron. And thanks for listening. Remember, Room 33 is on Stitcher. I have a link to it on my homepage. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.